If my life was a movie, this would be the sad montage part, featuring me staring at the craggy elm tree a block from school, stopping at Grubbs Market to buy Sour Patch Kids and eating them in a melancholy way. Jealousy is so under-evolved, so third dimension, and I had no right to feel that I possessed Sam just because I put books into his little libraries. But I really liked him and didn't know what to do with those feelings. Sometimes love makes you crazy. I was prepared to see Sam sitting with Ashley, but he was in the seat next to mine, head down in his notepad. Hey.
Hey, what happened yesterday?
Yeah, I was gonna talk to you about that.
Why'd you throw these away?
He slipped out my photos of the little libraries from the back of his notebook.
When I showed my dad these pictures, he asked why you went to all that trouble. I said I had no idea.
Are you mad?
Not mad, just confused. It's kind of weird.
That's the thing, Sam. I'm weird. Totally. But I loved that you and your dad made those libraries and put them around for everyone else to, like, you know, use and stuff.
Why didn't you just ask me to do it with you?
I wanted you to like me. There. I said it. Sam went silent. I could hear the noises of the high school universe, mouth breathing, chairs scraping, videos playing on phones. Then the soundtrack fell away when he spoke.
Yesterday, I wanted to ask you something. I wanted to see if you'd come over tomorrow. My mom and Zeb are coming for lunch, and my parents will behave better if we have a guest, you know? Like a buffer.
Why me?
Because you're the best counselor I've ever had.
Does counselor also mean friend?
Not usually, but I'll make an exception.
Consider yourself buffered, counseled, and friended.
I had this idea.
Let's get back with our partners from yesterday.
I just can't.
Hold on a sec.
Sam marched up to Fishman and whispered in his ear. Fishman eyeballed him suspiciously, then nodded. Sam said a few words to Ted Cox, who seemed fine, and then Ashley Glazer, who definitely did not. But Sam had the biggest smile on his face when he came back to me. I almost just said back home to me. God. What's your idea?
What if we took my worlds and changed them, you know, like the fifth dimension?
Sam told me he wanted the people I draw to populate his world. When I recovered, I asked who should be the first two people on his planet, the Adam and Eve characters. He pointed to Ashley and Ted, glaring at each other.
Just kidding. You and me, doofus. It's our project.
Our world.
Yeah. Other people just live in it.